time crunch this afternoon, so what I'll do is open the hearing for purposes of taking testimony. We'll start with the hearing on redistricting. And we have a couple of people signed up. James Jandasek, please. Barbara Fredericks. Anybody else for redistricting? Okay. You can come on up, Barbara. Take a break. Those seats are much more comfortable. Please.
Thank you, Senator. My name is Jim Jandasek. I live in Beaverton in Washington County. And in order to come here today, I've prepared a letter that sets forth some ideas I have that may be of help to the committee on the question of redistricting. In view of the very many people who are here today on other matters, I won't even think of reading this letter into the record.
Thank you very much.
I would like to provide a very, very brief summary, and should there be any questions, I'd be happy to answer them, but I don't wish to delay the committee or other people in the audience. As set forth more fully in the letter, my view is that the portion of the city of Portland that lies west of the Willamette River, as well as Washington County, form part of a unitary economic and social area that should not be divided by being placed in two different congressional districts. I offer three specific examples of this. There may well be other examples that people could articulate. In very brief summary, the three areas where I believe these two regions have very many common interests and should not be divided are the mass transportation routes, which are primarily U.S. 26, Oregon 217, Interstate 5, and the TriMet Max light rail system. In the very large and rapidly growing operations of OHSU, which will be, I think, becoming a greater part of the economic scene in Washington County. And thirdly, in the area of the provision of business legal advice and patent legal advice to the many businesses in Washington County, specifically what most people would refer to as high technology businesses. That provision of legal advice depends to a considerable extent on well-functioning rapid transit and highway systems, and therefore ties back into the first area of concern. I should say also that although my letter is primarily addressed to Washington County, I believe there may be areas of Lake Oswego and West Lynn for which the same points would also apply, in that they do also have businesses and high-tech businesses, some professional service firms, and therefore have the same commonality as with Washington County as a whole, specifically as it relates to I-5 and 217 as well. And that concludes anything I would need to say at this time.
Very good. Thank you. Barbara?
Thank you. I'm Barbara Fredericks. I appeared before you in Beaverton, and at that time
yes,
I offered testimony.
Yes.
And I submitted a letter, a three-page letter, that contained more matters than I spoke about that day, and with the understanding in my mind that it would become part of the record. For some reason, Mr. Allen advised me that it fell through the cracks. It didn't get to be part of the record. When he tried to submit it last week, he wasn't able to because there was no hearing. He tells me that it is in the record today. I just wanted to be sure that the committee understood that my letter has information in addition to what I testified to, and it includes the whole of my testimony.
Got it. Okay.
Thank you very much.
Great. Thank you. And for the committee, you have the packet of information that we'll enter into today's record.
And also, you should have the last week's Thursday meeting information in your packet, some members.
Okay. All right. Man, very good. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We will close the hearing on redistricting and open up a public hearing on Senate Bill 965. Let's see. We have the Bobby Smith and Mentally.
Mentally.
Let me see.
Thank you.
I guess I should take my glasses off to see all your names. Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, my name is Bobby Smith, and I'm here on behalf of Lane County Birth 3 Teen Parent Program. I actually was here on Tuesday, and you should have my information in the packet of the letter that I submitted. I'll go ahead and highlight some of the main points. The reason that I'm here is to ask that Together for Children be reinstated back into the governor's budget. We went ahead and looked in on, it's under Section 15.2, but it's under Approved Parents as Teacher Programs. I became a wife at the age of 18, and I had my first son at 19. And with my family 3 hours away, I didn't have anywhere to turn. I had a colicky son, didn't know really what I was doing. The hospital, of course, you know, didn't give me that parent pamphlet. My husband was working graveyard. I ended up calling Birth to Three and was referred to their teen parent program. The night that I came in to the program, I knew that I'd found my niche. I came from a background of violence, instability, sex, drugs, alcohol, and I had no idea whatsoever what a healthy relationship was, both in my marriage or in being a mom, for that matter. And through Birth to Three and the Teen Parent Program, I was able to communicate both with my husband, learn how to pass on skills to my children that were not passed on to me when I was younger. 2.5 years later, here I am going on 4 years of marriage to my best friend. We have two beautiful boys, and I can honestly say today, which I put in my letter, that I face success every day. I get up in the morning and I know what I'm going to do, and I know that my children are healthy, and I go to work and I know I can